brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Now into hour number two. Coming up at the start of the next segment, we're going to have Dan Bongino on, former head of international security with the Secret Service. He would head up operations when the president would go overseas. He's going to give us his take on the Naval Yard shooting and also the situation in Kenya. And then Jim Mars with breaking news. We had an article yesterday he wrote exclusively for Infowars.com giving you kind of a foray or a foretaste. But he's got a big whistleblower who says he's gotten old enough where he doesn't care. He's being called to testify to Congress. Fox News must listen to the show because Friday I barely mentioned Jim Mars and this connection to Benghazi. And Fox News called him 2 hours after. Said they're on the ball on this Benghazi thing. I mean, they are listening to this show. I mean, I already know that from insiders there. But we get him first. Tosh Plumlee. I hate to even mention who's coming on because they might get to him and shut him up. In fact, I won't even believe where he's going to be doing the show from. But the point is that big whistleblower, big Iran-Contra figure, he's going to be joining us coming up at the start of the next hour. But he's going to be with a cell phone probably 10, 15 minutes. That's all he can do. They contacted me. Well, actually, Jim did, and then I kind of assholed around and didn't tell the guys when I wanted him on, so we got him on today. Instead of getting him on maybe tomorrow, we could get him at his house from a phone. He's actually going to be at work, but we'll see how that goes. That's coming up. That's coming up at the start of the next hour. If you just joined us, I'm hopping mad over this and actually went into a conniption earlier. Door-to-door identity theft likely under Obamacare. As with the TSA, a new wave of bureaucrats will abuse their power, this time by stealing your identities. And then I was reading the House committee that warned Obama about this on the 20th in a letter to the Health and Human Services. The U.S. House Committee on Energy and Commerce said they're worried about groups like Acorn that are going to be given the contracts and giving people's Social Security numbers. And by the way, this has been out 4 days, and we're breaking it. And I cannot come up with a headline hardcore enough. The corruption is so open, so ridiculous, so off the charts. Do I have to describe to people that now your medical info and your personal info, they're going to have these citizen squads, this National Security Service just as big and just as strong as our military, to quote Obama, that are Democratic Party goons given government power, just like the Attorney General's gone to the churches and told them that as long as they're anti-gun, pro-abortion, anti-family, do whatever they want, here's government money, government-run churches, faith-based initiatives started under Bush. How bad that is to have now these power-tripping people with bureaucratic power coming to your door going, I'm here from the Obama administration and Health and Human Services to make sure you've been enrolled, to make sure you're part of it. You know you've got to be part of it to color of law them. I mean, thank goodness I live in the country behind two fences. But I don't. Sometimes the census people climb over. And I could just see it because I've had this before with some knucklehead threatening me to fill out the whole census. And I'm like, two people live here at the time, me and my wife. I didn't have kids yet. Two people live here. I was in 2000. I said, two people live here, and I've already filled it out and told you that. The law you state is only for the top two questions. That's for congressional apportionment. The zit-faced moron did nothing against zit-faced people. You know what I mean? The 20-year-old kid did not know what that meant. Started, he goes, you see this? You can be indicted. You can be indicted for threatening to arrest me. If you go get the feds, have them come get me, get off my property right now, you piece of trash. I wish I would have filmed that, because I tell you. And then I walked outside to see him off. He was parked in the middle of the street like he was God. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, into the second hour of worldwide broadcast. Some of the top stories up on InfoWars.com. Breaking: door-to-door identity theft likely under Obamacare. Acorn and other groups to be given federal powers. I'm not making this up. The House 4 days ago wrote a letter to Obama saying you're going to give them everybody's personal data and they're going to come and basically intimidate you and say, hey, you're supposed to have it. Do you have it? This is really authoritarian. It's so insane, I can't even believe it. Here's another one. We have video of this coming up at the bottom of the hour after our guest leaves us. State of Connecticut refuses to release Adam Lanza's medical records. And on TV, the deputy attorney general says, because people then won't want to take their antidepressants. We told you. He was reportedly on 3 of them, is what family has said. 3 of them. I mean, this is unbelievable. And, of course, the Navy Yard shooter, it's now turned out, reportedly was on a bunch of stuff as well. Continuing here, off-duty soldier armed with handgun saves 100 lives during mall siege. You will not hear that in the U.S. press. It was a British Royal Marine off-duty, and it looks like was not supposed to be carrying the handgun, but still did it. Smart guy. So he reportedly saved really over 100 people. Islamic terror groups are killing Christians all over the world, and Obama wants to ally with them. That's coming up. It's all on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And now a London Guardian top reporter has come out and called for the United Nations to disarm all Americans, and has called for the UN to basically invade America, says the world cannot stand idly by. That's a quote. Just to show you what the UN treaty is all about. And then Lois Lerner, who said, I take the fifth, the head of the tax-exempt section of the IRS, one of the top five people, and then she went on to say, I did nothing wrong, I didn't go after anybody, we didn't do this, it's not true. You don't take the fifth and then go testify. She perjured herself. I don't have to be a lawyer or a cop to know that. We've interviewed a lot of constitutional lawyers, but I know the law. I'm going to ask a guy about the law right now and get his take if he thinks I'm wrong. Then we're going to get into what he's a real expert on, running the international unit for the president when the president would go overseas, and he obviously quit famously a few years ago or last year because he could no longer go along with the anti-American stuff he saw being spewed. He's got a book that's already going up the charts. It's not even out yet, but you can get it at Amazon pre-order, Life Inside the Bubble. And, of course, he is a Secret Service, former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino, who, working full-time in the Newark Police Department, he completed both his bachelor's and master's degree in psychology during his tenure as special agent with the U.S. Secret Service. Dan Bongino completed his second graduate degree, a master's of business administration at Penn State University, where he tested the top of his class. And he proudly joined the Secret Service in 99. And you can go to Bongino.com. He's one of our favorite guests. What a great patriot. And we appreciate him having time to be with us. When his book's officially out, I want to read it and get him back on to tell some of the stories that are in it. But before we get into the Nabil shooting, is why we wanted to get you on, and now the Benghazi part two with the Al-Qaeda people in Nairobi, Kenya, and that situation. What do you make of Lois Lerner saying, I take the fifth, but I didn't do any of this? The fifth doesn't mean you go testify and then you don't get in trouble for perjury, right? The fifth means you shut up, correct?
Well, you know, Alex, not when you're one of the let-them-eat-cake aristocratic life-inside-the-bubble politicians that just knows all the insiders. I mean, if you and I were to do that, God forbid, Alex, that we, you know, you were being put on trial for something and you said, folks, I'm going to plead the fifth, but before I do it, let me just say, I didn't do it. I had nothing to do with it. Thanks. See you later. You'd promptly be thrown in handcuffs and thrown back on the stand because you did not, in fact, plead the fifth. You gave testimony. But don't let that affect you, folks. Remember, when you're part of the political elite and you're in the new bourgeoisie, don't worry. You're connected. The president will save you. I mean, think about this, Alex. How disgusting is this? And by the way, thank you to your audience for their incredible support. I'm pretty flattered. Every time I'm on your show, my Facebook page gets like thousands of new likes. So, but I put a post up yesterday about this specific thing on my Facebook page, and I wrote in there that, isn't it amazing? I had to resign from the Secret Service, had to leave my benefits, my pension, everything behind, just to run for office in a free country because of the Hatch Act. Okay, that was the rule. This woman targets people like you and me and anyone else that has any kind of libertarian or small government leanings, targets you, admits to it, apologizes for it, gets a taxpayer-funded vacation since May, and now this woman gets a taxpayer-funded retirement? I mean, are we in the United States anymore? This is amazing.
Now, absolutely, you're an expert in this, but it looks like racketeering when you have an organization targeting individuals to violate their rights and auditing them, taking their money, telling churches what they can pray, persecuting and then perjuring. Isn't that organized crime? I mean, in my view, studying a little bit of law, isn't it organized crime when a big, powerful organization gets together to deprive people of their money and their liberty and their freedom?
You know, I'm glad you don't try to take the edge off this thing and play nice, because there's too many people doing that. And I said the last time I was on your show that you want to stop this tomorrow, you start bringing people out of there in handcuffs. You start pulling people out of there in handcuffs tomorrow for violating not one, not two, but three or four constitutionally protected liberties. You know, free speech, fair trial, due process, you name it. We can go down the line. I mean, Article 1, Section 1, Clause 1, you know, all legislative powers that will be vested in the Congress. Not really. They're, all legislative powers seem to be vested wherever the president says so. I mean, the amount of violations, the stomp stomping on the Constitution and the shredding of it in front of your very eyes. I'm telling you, like you just said, you want to stop this tomorrow. Start putting on the bracelets. Start perp walking people outside of government buildings for doing this and do real investigation. This will stop tomorrow. But no one's got the guts to tell you that because everybody's all bought into this system. And unfortunately, you know, some on the Republican side as well who are just like, well, you know, there's a lot of fights out there right now. Maybe we should just, you know, let this one go. No, maybe we should. This is not what that flag represents or stands for.
Well, Dan Bongino, a famous Secret Service agent who resigned over just the outrageous things he saw and is now coming out with a book, and he's also running for office. We're going to talk about that before you leave us, but I want to get into the whole situation first with the shooter and the tragedy there at the Naval Yard and the SWAT team being ordered to stand down. Now the ATF's not allowed in. Looks like a cover-up here. And then we've also got the situation with Obama connected to the radical Muslims in Kenya, and then Odinga, and then letting them in out of Somalia. I mean, this is really getting suspicious. I want to get your take on that. But just briefly, back to tyranny here. When criminals and when an attorney general who's guaranteed to not go after Lois Lerner get in there and are above the law and are untouchable, that's when you get a Stalin, a Hitler, a Mao. And I really think we're getting to that point where at least she resigned, but with a golden parachute. If we don't start seeing some people get arrested for, I mean, Nixon had to resign. If the president doesn't resign when he's clearly gone way past Nixon, we've set precedents here that will end this country.
Right. And, Alex, keep in mind, Nixon had to be pardoned. I mean, we're not even, there was no pardon because there were no charges. And the joke of this whole thing is the accountability review report, the ARB on Lois Lerner and the IRS scandal, and let's call it a scandal, exactly what it is, the near criminality that occurred in this thing, the criminality, was that in the report, they don't really say she did anything wrong. They dance, they do a little ballet around it, everything's nicely choreographed, and to this day, they're saying there was no targeting. Well, if there was no targeting, then why did the IRS apologize? I don't understand. They apologize to try to get out in front of this thing. And you're right. You said it. The fabric of a free, liberty-loving society and what has made us different throughout human history is the fact that everyone from the President of the United States of America to your congressman to a man or woman working his butt off for $10,000 a year has the absolute same constitutional protections under our law. Can you really say that now? Can you seriously look me in the eye? And I know your answer. But to your audience, can you look me in the eye and say, oh, yeah, that's the kind of country we live in now? Really? You sure about that? I'm not.
It's so creepy the way they persecuted people. This is real tyranny, like you read about in the Soviet Union, and now it's like, oh, business as usual, amazing. Shifting gears, Obama has said in two speeches, as you know now, we should restrict our guns. It's our fault that people died at the Navy Yard when this guy had security clearances. It was a victim disarmament zone with only MPs armed, and he's now calling the Fort Hood shooting non-terror, saying it's gun owners' fault that that guy, clearly with Al-Qaeda, did that. This is crazy.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was at a Second Amendment rally yesterday in Annapolis, my home state here in Maryland, and I ran into a few of your supporters. They had your bumper stickers out there. So you got a loyal audience out there. But at the rally, I brought up this exact point. I mean, folks, this argument is now getting absurd. No one is defaulting to the natural answer to this question. Why in God's name, and I mean that, I'm not using his name in vain, because you have a right to self-protection given you by God, not by bureaucrats, okay? Are we disarming our American military personnel on military bases we know are targets to become sheep for the wolves of society? Can anybody answer me that question again with a straight face? You go to two houses as a burglar, you want to break in, and you're armed. Do you go to the home with the sign on the front door that says, I can guarantee you this homeowner believes in liberal policies and does not have a gun? Or do you go to the next house that says, come in here, fire at your own will, because I'll shoot you first. We got a 12-gauge waiting for you. I mean, we laugh like, oh, that's a stupid question. No, it's not a stupid question. It's a very practical question. The gun control laws are myths. It's a mastery of the language. There's no such thing as gun control. It is a mythical argument promulgated by the left, who's absolutely determined to make your self-protection rights dependent on them and branches of the government that can't possibly do it. I love our cops. I love our military. I was a cop. But, Alex, I'll tell you, when you need one in 5 minutes, it's very rare they get there with it in any less than 10. They're not there to protect you. They're there to enforce the law. That's a Supreme Court case. Everybody needs to understand that. This is a ridiculous equipment, and these, like you said, these gun-free zones. I mean, this is just. I mean, it's beyond even reason anymore. It's only they're only gun-free for the good guys. What do you think? The sign stops the bad guys. They prey on. They actually target gun-free zones, and the bloodshed is going to continue until Americans wake up and find out the fact that you have a God-given right to protect yourself using the same means the wolves among us.
Well, look at how Obama is using the Inspector General and the Pentagon to block allowing military personnel who live on base to have firearms. So that's another gun-free zone. And then you have the act passed under Bush that they still haven't implemented, where retired law enforcement has a reciprocal concealed carry all over the country. I mean, this is just outrageous. These bureaucrats don't even trust the military. When the Secretary of Defense goes to Afghanistan, they take all the guns and all the ammo from them.
But Alex, look at my case. I was a Secret Service agent for 12 years, lead advance agent for the President of the United States in an active war zone in Afghanistan. I can't get a carry permit in Maryland right now. It's taken forever. They have a backlog. Not to mention the Secret Service, for some unknown reason, I'm probably on their pay no mind list because they don't like me speaking out, I guess, still hasn't processed my paperwork for this. It's been almost a year. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Let's be clear. You resign, upstanding, you know, guy, 4 degrees, all the rest of it, great family guy. You, who I know have been getting threats and stuff because you've been exposing Obama, you cannot have a gun to protect your family.
No, I can't get a concealed. No, in Maryland, it takes eons. It is rationing by time, and the Secret Service will not process my paperwork. It's taking forever. I put the paperwork in 6 months ago. I mean, this is I've gotten real legitimate threats from real people in very real jails that I arrested, documented threats, on recorded, people threatening me for investigating. This isn't some paranoia. This is the real world. I have two daughters. I mean, this is absolute. And keep in mind, Alex, if you just wanted to go be a lawbreaker and an outlaw and violate the law, take you 5 minutes to go get a gun. Go travel down to Glen Burnie down the road from where I live and pick up one off the street for $500.
Listen, I can drive to a corner in East Austin right now and in 30 minutes buy anything I want. I have been in the bad parts of town before and had people try to sell me drugs and guns. I walked out one time of a grocery store and they opened a trunk up and had guns right there.
Oh, Alex, it's a joke. I was a cop. I've never once arrested anyone for a gun crime that had the gun. Wait. Legally. Ever. Yet you arrest these guys who have these Saturday night specials that'll kill you just as quickly. And you say, hey, you guys know there was a gun law against, concealed carry in New York? What? They don't care. They laugh. They think we're idiots. They think we are so stupid, disarming the civilian populace, taking away their liberty, their God-given liberty, while these guys, again, they prey on us like a bunch of sheep, and they laugh. They think this is ridiculous, these bourgeoisie, you know, lawmakers. Keep in mind, Alex, all protected by men with guns. I mean, the hypocrisy is so absurd.
I was reading, they've got 20 SWAT guys in three shifts a day, sometimes up to 40, at the Capitol, but then meanwhile, these guys want our guns, just like they're exempt from Obamacare. Let me ask you this, because you're running for Congress. I wonder if a congressman, once you're a congressman from Maryland, if you'll be able to have a gun. Probably then. Tell us about the campaign a little bit. Then I want to shift gears over to WorldNet Daily, and others have confirmed Obama, through Odinga, his cousin, and others, have been funding the radical Muslims in Kenya and using that to fund the radical Muslims in other areas of Africa, like Egypt. And what you think of the fact that our government's funding al-Qaeda in Syria right now, that's finally mainstream news. Well, first off, what's your take on that? And then we'll get into the Congress run.
Yeah, Alex, I mean, when are we going to learn? I mean, what is our success record on foreign interventions at this point? I mean, I have a vested interest in saying this, okay, to your listeners. This isn't some campaign slogan. You know, I'm not saying this to get a campaign donation from you, folks. I lost an uncle in Vietnam before I was even born. My mother's the older brother. Changed our entire life. My mother was never the same, either with my grandmother, ever. Ever the same. I mean, changed their lives for what? You know what took down, ultimately, is going to take down Vietnam? Capitalism. You know, we're involved in all our success record is almost nil. And the sad thing is that success record isn't paid for with electoral outcomes. It's paid for by the blood of real American men and women who died doing it. What are we doing? What are we doing over there? Do you even have an endgame? This president's foreign policy, arming al-Qaeda rebels, al-Nusra in Syria, are we kidding? What's the record of success with that one? 9/11? I mean, are we kidding? I don't understand, like, how a government full of supposedly bow-tie-wearing bureaucrats who are intelligent and have all these fancy degrees come to the conclusion, sitting around a big wooden table, that this is a good idea. I mean, this is the problem when we elect out-of-touch people who don't live in the real world and eat foie gras for lunch and not oatmeal like I just had. It was good oatmeal, but I liked it. I mean, that's the point, folks. That's why we need citizen representatives who understand the economy, have an understanding of law but don't have to be lawyers, who understand the bigger philosophical meanings to liberty, who understand the works of Sowell and Bastiat, My Liberty Matters, because these fools just don't get it. I mean,
what they don't get is that the value is being virtuous and having freedom, and that's what builds great civilizations. They think their kleptocratic insider gangs of government and special interest is power, and you look at the seedy people and all the things they do, we are ruled more and more by kleptocratic criminals. But this is the issue, and Eisenhower warned of it. The military-industrial complex and the big foreign banks that own and control it, it's not good for American interests, it's not good for our name, it's not good for our debts, but it is good for the weapons manufacturers and the big banks that take over these countries after we bomb them into the Stone Age. That's why we're doing this, because it's good for the internationalists. That's why we're backing Al-Qaeda in Syria.
I couldn't agree with you more, and that's been my, you know, I run as a Republican, Alex, but that's been my problem with the Republican Party. I mean, I probably rail against them as much as I did the Democrats. That's been my beef, is that your government's bought and sold it. Yeah, not to shamelessly plug this thing, but in my book, The Life Inside the Bubble, if you take a look at it, I'll get you guys an advance copy soon, you'll see that I write extensively about this, how your government's bought and sold on both sides. And there are some good people there, don't get me wrong. I know a few of them myself that I've met personally. We're good people. But when I say a few, I mean a few. I mean, you can probably count on a couple of hands how many good people have. It's bought and sold. You have military interests. You have a finance interest. And you know, the real fight is not Republican-Democrat. It's not even libertarian versus liberal. The real fight is elitist versus populist. Do you believe your government should be a representative of popular people, constitutional republic? Or do you believe your government should be run by elitists, finance, military, industrial folks? I mean, that's the real fight, regardless of your party label. It's meaningless anymore because both sides are sold out. I've been through a campaign. I know how this works. That's why I rely on grassroots support. Now, I don't go shilling to people that I don't need it.
And, Dan, I want to get into the campaign and see how that's going, because we really want to get good libertarian, constitutional-type people in. I see a huge crop of great folks that if people just get behind them, we'll get into Congress. 2014 could be the year to really turn the tide. But 3 weeks ago, Judicial Watch, I don't know if you saw this, it was on Drudge, they got the documents where they're now teaching in the regular Army manual, and we have a copy of it, DOD training manual, extremist founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military, and they actually badmouth George Washington. Now, that's Twilight Zone.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the FBI manual, too. And I saw it when I was within the Secret Service, this political correctness. We would have to take these online training courses. You know, when you click the link and you got to sit through these tedious courses. Some of the stuff in these PowerPoints you would watch was just amazing. The political correctness, you know, we're not willing to call a terrorist, this general fear of if someone was an Islamic fundamentalist, not practiced Islam, an Islamic, a fanatic, then you couldn't say that. I mean, but you have to remember, Alex, as a criminal investigator, that's a very salient point. I mean, there's a very real penalty for this atmosphere of political correctness, and that investigations are going to go to die, and real people are going to suffer, because you can't say, well, we're looking into this group in this specific area, because we can't say they may be fanatics that practice.
The reason is the criminal black ops groups that are running our country are running these groups and plan on using them. They're protecting them. Dan Bongino, thank you so much for the time. In the 1 minute we have left, how is the campaign for the 6th District of Maryland going?
Hey, we are rocking. Your supporters just piled into our donation site last time, so I appreciate it. They were all on our Facebook page. They're really active. You got a really loyal audience, and I appreciate the time, and I really appreciate your audience support.
And Dan, you're doing pretty good in the polls. I hope you win up there.
Yeah, we're going to win, my friend. We're going to win.
All right. Well, I'm going to call you Congressman Dan Bongino. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. There you go, folks. We're getting back home when the book officially comes out, but that's a good guy. Really good guy. You can tell he has the fire of liberty burning in his gut and his mind. We need more of that because the tyranny is taking over. Okay? And these are real hardcore criminals we're fighting.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here, ladies and gentlemen, and I'd like to hear from listeners out there your take on Lois Lerner. In her own memos, they've only released 10% of what Congress has ordered them to. And in the 10% they've released, it's her saying the Tea Party's dangerous, they're bad, we've got to stop them, we've got to go after them. They don't audit or harass any socialist, liberal, communist group, NAMBLA. As long as you're degenerate and gross, they love you. Literally. But if you're pro-gun, pro-family, anti-abortion, basically if you're a good person, they hate you. This is a ministry of evil. And she lied to Congress. She said, I take the Fifth, but I didn't do any of this. The Fifth doesn't mean that. that I'm going to give you a fake testimony, but it's inadmissible. It means you don't talk. And that's on record. And you heard former Secret Service agent Bongino break that down with us. So I want to get your take on this. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I'm going to get to some of the other top stories that are very important here in just a moment and play a clip where the state of Connecticut refuses to release Adam Lanza's medical records. Assistant Attorney General says identifying antidepressants Lanza was taking could cause a lot of people to stop taking their medications. That's a quote, and we'll try to cue that up and play it coming up here in just a few minutes. But first off, folks, I'm really excited about getting a sponsor. The reason we have the sponsor is I've personally been looking into things to use to, well, bury firearms and not get them ruined and not have to totally soak them in cosmoline. People of all walks of life are preparing for economic problems and crises. Mr.minibox.com provides storage solutions that are mold, mildew, and water resistant. These boxes are a perfect solution for protecting your survival equipment or storable food for when you need it most. They are perfect for storing in the basement or even underground. Mr.minibox.com is your patriotic destination for lightweight, stackable storage bins. Go to Mr.minibox.com/Alex today and prepare to get prepared. That's Mr.minibox.com/Alex to find some of the specials. Also, along that same vein, InfidelBodyArmor.com stops hundreds of rounds of AK-47, M4, 30-06, 308, and more. Chromatic or ceramic armor stops just 6 rounds. What about the 7th? Fits medium up to XXL. They've got armored backpacks and so many other great products. Really amazing made-in-America products. Rated level 3 body armor, InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. And also, please remember to spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Please spread the word about our Twitter, at Real Alex Jones. Please tell people about the AM and FM stations you're listening to us on right now. Please support the sponsors on those local stations. Please send to people the free video feed of the show at InfoWars.com/show, where you can also find the free podcast, free iPhone and Android apps, and so much more. InfoWars.com.
It's simply...
Again, that's InfoWars.com/show if you want to be able to find that, not just for yourself, but to send to your friends and family on Facebook, Twitter, and all the other enemy platforms, the enemy platform YouTube, the enemy platform Google. Use any enemy platform you can. Because, again, I've got a big stack of news we'll get to after some calls of where they're involved in all sorts of domestic propaganda and to make you think you don't have power because you do have power. If you all just do a little bit every day, for love of your family, not for vicious hatred of the New World Order. Because I've not been hateful for a while. I've been settling down. I'm having a lot of hate problems right now. Because I just am so sick of these people that if I just think about them, I go into a rage now. It's like if you catch somebody raping your wife. I mean, it's just like I just can't handle it anymore. I just sit here and I look at this trash just dominating us and bullying us and persecuting people politically and saying they're preparing for war with gun owners and veterans and Tea Partiers and libertarians. And it's like a Twilight Zone episode. I have a former top Secret Service agent on, and I go, have you heard how they're bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers? He goes, oh, no, that was in our training. I mean, it's just like the government is captured. A captured enemy would say that. I mean, in Red Dawn, when they're torturing people at the re-education camp, they're bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers in the background because it's so accurate off of Soviet propaganda. Your American Founding Fathers are pig races. You mean and then you turn on MSNBC, and it's like something out of Red Dawn. I mean, it's so crazy that it makes me go crazy. And they're not even well-meaning socialists that want to bankrupt everything to collectivize stuff to help the poor. They want to make you poor on record. They want to hurt poor people. I want to build an economy, build jobs, build quality, build a future. I have an instinct. I don't want to hire people and pay them well so they can have a good life and feel good about the job they have. And when you take jobs from people and take a future and make them dependent, so much of the workforce is ruined. We have sifted through a lot of people and finally have a really first-rate crew across the board here, folks. But it has been living hell. And I have worked with a lot of other people, and they have the same issues. It's hard to find people that will work and won't rob you at a hot dog stand, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it is so bizarre to realize that the society is degenerating fast. And people aren't about long-term relationships. People aren't about the future. They aren't about having a good name. They think that's all stupid. And then good people sit back and go, well, I've not been cheating and stealing. What's wrong with me? Listen, don't cheat and steal from your fellow man. But the government is illegitimate and occupied trying to steal from us. Don't comply. This is what I do. And it's at your own risk, too. But the risk of going along is 100 times worse. It's now time, folks. It's now time for red light cameras to, it's now time for people to get really aggressive. It's time for, you know what I'm talking about, folks. It's time to not play games anymore against this with the civil disobedience. And civil disobedience means don't hurt people, but it's time to start really getting aggressive. That's what I'm talking about here, because these people are going out and arresting Tea Party people. They're auditing them. They're telling pro-life groups, don't go out and protest or we'll indict you for fraud as a tax-exempt foundation when you're absolutely authorized to do that, and they're outside of their regulations, and they know they are. It's all fraud, and then they lie about it. It is pure persecution to have the Attorney General telling socialist churches, go out and be political. You know, you're allowed to be, but telling conservative libertarian you'll be arrested if you do. And on top of it, the First Amendment says the IRS doesn't even have that jurisdiction. The Attorney General is just telling the black churches and others that they can do whatever they want because they could anyways. He's actually telling them the truth. But then through color of law, going after other people. I ran into a Baptist preacher who I'd never met before, but I'd seen literature from his Baptist church that one of my friends gave me, one of my deceased friends. And I ran into his pastor, and the guy said, I listen to your show. It's pretty entertaining. I believe about half of it. And I said, well, I hope you're right. I hope only half of it's true. In fact, I hope none of it's true, but I believe what I'm saying is as accurate as it gets. I really try to be accurate. And then I didn't even say it because I just didn't have time. I wanted to say, and by the way, your Baptist church 5 years ago handed out those flyers to every practitioner, it's a big church, to not talk about politics at church events or in Bible study at home if it was a church deal or at lunch after church because it violated 501c3. And I'm looking at this preacher who gave a good sermon when I was there, and I'm listening to him. It was just a couple weekends ago. It was at Raymond Teague's funeral. I'll just go ahead and say it. And he's sitting there, and if I remember, Raymond brought me the paper and showed me. And the guy gave a good deal, but it was the same Baptist church, I believe. I'm going from memory here. Should have asked him to nail it down that was saying that. And nothing against that guy. This is at churches all over the place, folks. If you go for Bible study or you're a Sunday school teacher at the Methodist church, the Baptist church, the Catholic church, I know people that are in all of them, they give you flyers. We've shown them on air from Catholic churches. Don't just not talk about politics. We want tell your practitioners they should turn their guns in. That was a Catholic church that one of my friends attends that gave me the document out in Lakeway. And that's not a church now, folks. That's a political system of the globalist. And it just shows how crazy all of this stuff has gotten. And it is so frustrating. I said I'd go to your phone calls. We're going to go to your phone calls, but let me just get to this now. The story is up on Infowars.com. State of Connecticut refuses to release Adam Lanza's medical records. Assistant Attorney General identifying antidepressants Lanza was taking could cause a lot of people to stop taking their medications. What an Orwellian statement. The state of Connecticut is refusing to release Sandy Hook gunman Adam Lanza's medical records over fears that divulging the identity of the antidepressants he was taking could cause a lot of people to stop taking their medications, according to Assistant Attorney General Patrick B. Kawanashi, I think is how you pronounce it. Kawanashi. And I love how they're having this government meeting on tape like we're all idiots and won't see it because the national news isn't there. I love how they all act like only national-controlled media exists. So they'll just say this stuff out in the open all the time. Like Brzezinski gets up on the CFR and goes, "We're having trouble dominating and enslaving everyone. It'll be cheaper to kill a million people soon than propagandize them. We're losing the battle. We have to go to harder measures." I mean, it's like in a bad guy movie where you're trimming the bushes and like hear the evil neighbor talking about they're going to kill somebody. But then nobody does anything, though, when you discover all this. It's just like they're admitting what they're doing, and then nothing happens. Kind of like Lois Lerner. Let's persecute. Obama wants us, this is in the memos, persecute the Tea Party. Go after them. They're dangerous. Well, of course the sun is dangerous to a vampire. Of course holy water is dangerous to a vampire. Of course silver bullets are dangerous to werewolves. Of course the law is dangerous to pedophiles. Of course a shotgun's dangerous to a wild hyena. I mean, it's just like these people are just up there bad-mouthing freedom, running Al-Qaeda, and then you've got... See, he had family come out and say he was on at least three antidepressants. That's how we knew that. But now here it is. We don't want the public to know because we want everybody to keep taking their medicine. And who do you think runs the public schools and stuff now? It's Big Pharma runs the curriculum under New Freedom. The national recording industries now are brainwashing five-year-olds. Don't do a quote or what somebody else said, even if you attribute it. That's stealing. It's beyond just brainwashing them for copyright stuff. It's now teaching people that any type of communication isn't yours. The AP's threatened to sue people. In fact, they have, over taking one line of one of their stories. And, of course, they lose in court. They don't care. They just keep filing suits. They just keep filing suits, filing suits, filing suits, filing suits. That's what they do. That's how they operate. And they are just a wall of corporate control freaks that are threatened by your liberty. Whereas I absolutely worship your liberty. These people don't want freedom. They don't want prosperity. They want to run your life because they know they're sacks of garbage and couldn't hold a regular job. Let's go to the clip of the Deputy Attorney General saying, let's cover. I mean, they're not just covering up stuff. They're now telling you why they're covering up. That's how out of touch they are, because no one can touch them now, because all the major attorney generals are like Holder now, folks, in most states. It's a critical mass now where they're bragging, like facing the crowd at the end of that movie, of what they're doing to us in our faces. As they take our money and buy thousands of armored vehicles a month, billions of rounds of ammo, train that we're the enemy, say we're the enemy. Say our kids belong to them. Block labeling of GMOs. Just you name it, it's bad. They are bad. Let's go to the clip.
So it's simply not legitimate. And not only is it not, the use to which you're proposing to put the information not legitimate, it is harmful. Because then you can cause a lot of people to stop taking their medications, stop cooperating with their treating physicians, because of the heinousness of what Adam Lanza did.
And it shows the other bureaucrats looking around going, holy tomato, Batman. What are we going to do? Holy Chris Splendid Jordan, Batman, Toledo. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's a little inside joke around here, folks. I don't even know what to say anymore. I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, I just, and now they're all coming to our doors and demanding we get Obamacare. They're going to give Akern and other groups our Social Security numbers. That's up on InfoWars.com. And, I mean, they're going to run our lives, and they're going to say our kids are theirs, and they're here. They're the creepiest, freakiest, sickest, most degenerate weirdos the planet's ever seen. And we have a giant growing infestation of power-tripping government people run by corporations that are getting the contracts to absolutely gut this country 500 ways from Sunday. John in California, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Alex, on the day of the shooting, I sent you guys some links before, but there was a local talk show host in Los Angeles here. he was talking. He says, "Oh, this report's just in. I have a recording over right now." But and he said that the weapons they found on the DC shooter, you know, the Naval Yard shooter, weren't discharged. And he speculated that, oh, maybe there were other people involved. That's why they say the multiple shooters, because maybe they picked up the weapons that were actually being fired.
Well, look, they're not letting the ATF in, and that's their jurisdiction, and they held back the SWAT team that was there in 5 minutes in order to stand down. And from the people I talked to, very close to the SWAT team, let's leave it at that, they are, quote, sick and feel dirty that they follow the orders, and they think there's a cover-up. So, I mean, and that is... That is from, well, it's from the SWAT team. I'll just go ahead and say it. So, I mean, they said I could say it. Just don't say their names, but I went even further. And it's from the SWAT team. So, anything else, sir?
I'd like to see if anybody else had the original report. You know, like, I don't know if anybody out there or listeners can, you know, remember that, or they find out what this guy was looking at. It's obviously some police officer or somebody released that information.
Well, he was in Navy secret weapons, and he worked in that building, and that building was ELF, and he carved, "Here's my ELF weapon," on a gun, and reportedly went there and shot people. Who knows if that's even true? They sent the same FBI team that covered up the Boston bombing to it, so who knows? But, I mean, they wouldn't lie to us. They love us. We're going to come back and talk to Elaine, Scott, Max, Lindsay, and others straight ahead.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going back to your calls in this segment and the next. We've got a big whistleblower joining us with Jim Mars. Look at this Washington Post article that just came out. Brazil's president condemns NSA spying, but buried in the article Well, it's really the second paragraph. I wouldn't say buried. America's spying efforts pose a threat to democracy throughout the world, she said, as she proposed UN regulation of cyberspace to ensure the integrity of the Internet. So, see, the globalists out of the U.S. set up the U.N., and then to counter themselves, give the U.N. control, which they've been pushing for a decade. See how that works, folks? See how the globalists play both sides? Incredibly outrageous. There you have it. And now China and Russia say they want their own Internet. That's where all of this is going. It is an information war. Some of the other news that just broke on Infowars.com. I'm not kidding. This is a mainstream news out of WAVY-TV. This is breaking nationally right now. Seventh graders suspended for 9 months for playing with toy gun at home. A green and orange toy gun. The parents are outraged, saying not a school issue. Well, that is obviously a thought crime, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the school saying your kids belong to them. That is up on Infowars.com. This is the takeover by the state. In fact, can we just add, tell one of the writers, just add to Steve's article, the link to the MSNBC host in the promo that says your kids belong to us. I want to just add that at the bottom to remind people, if we can, that this is that changeover that we're seeing. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Elaine in North Carolina. You're on the air, Elaine. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to let you and all of your staff and your family know I pray for you daily for your safety, that we're bulletproof until the Lord God is ready to take us.
Well, ma'am, I appreciate your prayers.
About Lerner, I am ashamed of that woman. I can't wait. I love your Baphomet Medusa scenario. That fits her perfectly. And I hope and pray that none of my tax dollars goes to her retirement.
But, I mean, what do you think about her saying that, you know, she didn't do all this and now it's come out that she did?
She would look perfect in orange, you know.
She would look great in orange, but I just wonder how far they think they can go. I mean, we need to put pressure on the attorney general, just to show that he's not going to ever prosecute her for perjury.
I want to find a lawyer who will move in a class action against this government with 316 million class action participants. That would be wonderful.
Well, I'll tell you, if people do just start suing the government, that will actually, even if they're able to beat it with their fraud, that will get their attention.
Oh, and if nothing else, I am so sick of this new world order. They can have it. They can stuff their money all they want to. It's not going to keep them out of hell.
I hear you. God bless you, ma'am. Well, they don't just want the money. They want to bankrupt everything so we're under their control. That's the key. That's the key to all this. Real fast, Lindsay in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Jones, what a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Good to talk to you. What's on your mind, brother?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been listening to you for years, and you're right on about everything you speak about. But, you know, just to digress just briefly, yes, this woman is Baphomet, and no better than, what is her name, James Clapper, or whatever his name is, from the Director of National Intelligence, that lied to Congress openly that the NSA wasn't retrieving any of our information. But also, you know, to mention this recent incident with Alexis, you know, he was hit with wonder weapons from U.S. News and World Report, talked about in the July 7th, 1997 issue, wonder weapons, acoustic...
Stay there. I'm going to come right back to you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products. And get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.